This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's commencement day at Harvard University, but some of the pomp and circumstance has given way to concern over the moves by the Trump administration to block federal funds and bar international students. CBS's Nikki Batiste reports Harvard will have more time to prepare a court response.
Essentially what's happening is rather than an immediate revoking of foreign student enrollment here, the Trump administration is saying, hey, Harvard, we'll give you 30 days to respond to fight us on this. So really it's about more time. That's what's happening. This is an ongoing battle.
The Trump administration says it will go to the Supreme Court if necessary, appealing a ruling striking down sweeping tariffs the president imposed under an emergency powers law. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it's another step on a confusing path.
I think it does nothing for businesses because I think what happens is we are still operating under a cloud of uncertainty. If we all owned a business and we had to make decisions today, what would we do?
A revised report on GDP shows the economy shrank at 0.2% annual rate in the first 3 months of the year. Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports on a new push by the State Department.
Last night, Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a surprise announcement saying that the U.S. is going to begin aggressively revoking the visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or those who are studying in critical fields.
Elon Musk says his days as a government cost cutter are over. His split from the Trump administration comes after criticizing the president's budget bill that the House passed. In an interview for CBS Sunday Morning.
You know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the DOGE team is doing.
CBS's Natalie Brand.
The rules say you can only be one for 130 days in a calendar year. That would be this Friday. We knew that he was going to step back and focus more time on his business, SpaceX and Tesla.
Overseas, the headline, Wayward Glacier Wipes Out Swiss Village.
What's left of the alpine village of Blatten is silent now. Geologists saw this avalanche coming and the locals were evacuated. But 90% of Blatten was buried under a mountain of ice, mud and rock when the glacier above it collapsed. I am sure, says the mayor, that after a long night, it will be morning again in Blatten. But with alpine glaciers melting at an accelerating rate, time and climate change are not on his side. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Tropical storm Alvin is formed in the Pacific off western Mexico. Wall Street, the Dow is up 44 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County judge has ruled that a 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting his 11-year-old brother will stand trial. The defense for the 16-year-old yesterday argued for reduced charges, but the judge found probable cause. The charge is first-degree reckless homicide. The teen is due back in court June 18th. This Saturday, Racine Representative Angelina Cruz is hosting a free portrait gallery at Racine's Festival Hall. It's said to be an effort at celebrating 40 public school students' stories of racial and social justice. Cruz says the event highlights the need for increased state funding for public schools. A Lake County, Illinois man is accused of selling 3D-printed ghost guns to undercover detectives. Eric Rain Sylvester is being held in the Lake County Jail and faces over 20 felony charges. Gateway Technical College is seeking approval for a new 2-year cybersecurity apprenticeship program. They're trying to address the shortage of skilled tech workers. The program would combine nearly 300 hours of classroom instruction with paid on-the-job training at local companies. Kenosha's historic Simmons Library turns 125 tomorrow, and the public is invited to celebrate. The afternoon anniversary event features tours, guest speakers, and a look back at the library's legacy. And Racine's Haymarket comes back to the downtown today. It starts at 4 and brings fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square. It'll be there every other week. There are more details available on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm trying to give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or small storms popping up this afternoon into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, you dry things out and warm things up. Today, temperatures will reach the mid-60s and tomorrow, the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Back Motown, from the Supremes to Stevie Wonder, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Once in my life, I had have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Brewers playing exciting baseball. Back-to-back walk-off wins the last couple of nights. They're off tonight. They return at 5:10 with the pregame tomorrow on WRJN playing the Phillies. I'm Dan Marcus, and Hot Harbor Nights happening again tonight. And it's free admission. Food and drink available, but you'll have to pay for that part of it. And Don Rosen and I will be there tonight. We hope you'll stop by our tent and say hi. Hot Harbor Nights every Thursday night at the lakefront with WRJN.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Summer's almost here, and at Main Street Bakery, strawberry season is in full bloom. Sink your teeth into the heavenly strawberry cream puffs, filled with fresh whipped cream and bursting with ripe, juicy berries. Brighten your day with strawberry shortcake, layers of soft sponge, luscious cream, and sweet strawberries that simply melt in your mouth. Or dive into the oh-so-satisfying summertime favorite, the decadent strawberry tres leches. Get your strawberry fix today at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Timeless hits, WRJN. This song immediately puts you in some kind of mood. It's just a mood changer. Here's Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale. Great stuff on WRJN.
Seasick.
to the birds, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
On WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A judge says a Racine teenager accused of shooting and killing his 11-year-old brother will stand trial for first-degree reckless homicide. The defense for the teenager yesterday during a preliminary hearing claimed the incident was accidental and challenged the evidence. However, after testimony from police, the judge decided to move forward. The next court date for the 16-year-old is scheduled for June 18th. Hackers could be hampered if a new college program gets up and running. Gateway Technical College is seeking approval for a new 2-year cybersecurity apprenticeship program to help meet the growing demand for skilled tech workers. Students would spend almost 300 hours in the classroom and gain paid on-the-job experience with local companies. More 3D-printed guns were taken off the streets just across the state line. A North Chicago man is accused of selling 3D-printed ghost guns and machine gun conversion kits to undercover detectives. Eric Raines Sylvester is being held at the Lake County Jail and faces more than 20 felony charges. Racine students are being acknowledged by a Racine representative this weekend. A portrait gallery event led by Representative Angelina Cruz will open Saturday at Festival Hall, featuring the personal stories of 40 Racine Unified students. A statement says Cruz is trying to call attention to what she says is the need for greater investment in public education. The exhibit includes contributions from high school and elementary students and is a collaboration with local artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or small storms popping up this afternoon into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight you dry things out and warm things up. Today, temperatures will reach the mid-60s and tomorrow, the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
She said, please go all the way. Then Dusty Springfield said, you don't have to say you love me. Guy, take the hint. Station with local news and timeless hits, WRJM.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's
who's your daddy here is?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream, where bold hot dog creations and dreamy custard make every bite feel like summer. Whether you're into the classic Chicago dog or something adventurous like mac and cheese dog, a pretzel dog, or a bacon cheese dog, they've got the flavors to satisfy your summer cravings. Delicious. Stock up now. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/uw7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/uw7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
He right across.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Trump administration says it will challenge the U.S. Court of International Trade's ruling that blocks most of the tariffs the president has deployed under an emergency powers law. Dallas Morning News business reporter Javier David.
There are ways that they can try and force the issue, and they're most certainly probably going to appeal. But for now, the markets are signaling they like this. And if the president is wise, he'll take this out. Like, markets never like these tariffs. They never will.
A federal judge has extended an order blocking the Trump administration's effort to bar Harvard University from enrolling foreign students. CBS's Nikki Batiste on campus.
I've heard from different students. They've had hard conversations with their classmates here and tried to unite and just defend Harvard as Harvard fights to really keep this institution the oldest university in the country, as it's always been, a welcome place for foreign students.
Secretary of State Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking the visas.